Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, June 13th, 2026, and the days ahead. Well, folks, we have a new moon today. New moons occur when the moon joins the sun in the same sign and the same degree. This new moon is in Taurus, the fixed Earth sign. There is no moonlight this weekend. These dark moons, according to the ancient astrologers, were ominous. They warned of bad things that were likely to occur in the darkness. Well, we'll see about that on Monday. Now, new moons start a new lunar cycle and express the energies of the planets involved in the cycle. In this case, it's under the influence of Pluto, Uranus, Saturn, Mars, and Mercury. That adds up to a very different kind of new moon cycle. In a word, expect the next 28 days to be intense, deeply intense. Now, that could express in a couple of different ways. There's the positive expression, of course, and then the negative downside. Now, on the not-so-positive side, outwardly, it could be expressed in angry communications and potential outbursts. Also, some real aggressive actions. Inwardly, the emotional intensity could reach down into an abyss, what some call a psychic cleansing or soul-searching. Now, on the positive side, and there's always a positive side, if one can direct these energies, it could inspire lightning-like flashes of insight, awareness, and creativity, and the willpower to deepen one's connection to a higher purpose or power. Well, that's something to shoot for. Now, on Monday, both the sun and the moon change signs. When that happens, the energy can feel wobbly. There's no traction in the new sign's energy. Now, people often report it's hard to start something new. There's kind of a lackadaisical, aimless, walking around in circles kind of feeling to it. In that case, it's best to stick to our routines until the sun gets some traction in Gemini around the middle of June, like the 16th or 17th. Now, as you recall, Gemini is the immutable air sign, and it's all about communications. So once the sun moves into Gemini, expect to see more energies in the realm of communications. Not necessarily action, but lots of talk. Meanwhile, Jupiter and Venus make a rare conjunction in Venus, the cardinal water sign. The Jupiter-Venus conjunction only happens once every 12 years. It's tender, idealistic, and deeply romantic. And if you're not careful, it'll break your heart. The heart can really open to love on this transit, but the question is it love or projection? Are you in love with that person, place, or thing, or what you imagine it to be? Now, this splendid Jupiter-Venus conjunction could help you learn, well, especially those romantics out there, what real love is versus what's imagined to be love. And that's the gift of this transit. It could help one learn to love with wisdom and not fantasy. Now, elsewhere in the sky, Saturn is now halfway through Pisces, the lord of material karma. It's in the last nakshatra and the last sign of the zodiac. Now, many astrologers interpret this as a time when the chickens come home to roost, when what one has created in the last 30 years makes an encore appearance. That's all in the service of wrapping up a cycle. Hence the reason why it's been called the beginning of the end. Now, the energy could manifest in a feeling of satisfaction and completion and real sense of like, yeah, or regret at the things that you haven't quite finished. Now, this is all because Saturn is balancing out the karmic scales and will begin a new 30-year cycle next February. So enjoy the beginnings of these endings. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming on the globe at WERU.org or that great WER app. That's it for now. Over and out.